The chaplain and a colonel came in and talked to a bunch of us. The chaplain said that everything we did for the highest reasons that men knew. "You are defending freedom," he said. "You are defending the freedom of Americans and of the South Vietnamese. Your acts of heroism and courage are celebrations of life, and all America thanks you." Then the colonel gave out Purple Hearts to the guys who didn't already have them. I decided to send my medal for being wounded in action to Kenny. I wrote to Kenny again. I told him that I had read about the garbage strike in New York. I told him that when I got back to the world, we would do a lot of things together. Maybe we would go downtown to the museums. Kenny liked museums. I think, in a way, he felt safe in them. I told him we would go to games at Madison Square Garden, maybe even take Mama if she wanted to go. I thought about what Pee-wee had said, that I had better think about killing the Kongs before they killed me. That had better be my reason, he had said, until I got back to the world. Maybe it was right. But it meant being some other person than I was when I got to Nam. Maybe that was what I had to be. Somebody else. When the doctors had finished looking at the wounds, I knew what they would say. They said I looked okay. The shrapnel, small slivers of metal, hadn't hit anything vital. They were pretty sure they had dug out all the pieces. The doctor made a joke about missing a piece that I could tell my grandchildren about. The wrist had healed nicely. The doctor showed me the chip in the bone in the first x-ray. Then he showed me a second x-ray. It was cloudy and I didn't make anything of it. He said it showed that the bone was growing back. They had to come. My orders to rejoin my unit. When the clerk brought them, he made me sign for them. He left, and I threw them on the bed and went to breakfast. When I got back, they were still there. I read all the orders on the page, not just mine. Baines, Jones, Edward, Jones, Nance, Naylor, Perry. No, I said no to myself. I wouldn't go back. I would go AWOL. I packed my things. I went to the John and puked my guts out. I was scared. I felt almost the way I had in the chopper. I couldn't breathe. My hands were sweating. What would I do? I had heard of guys running away to Sweden. How the hell did you get to Sweden from Nam? Was there still a Sweden to run to? The orders said that I was to report back to my outfit, where I would report to my commanding officer. I went to say goodbye to Joe Derby and some of the other guys. The guy on the spit was gone. I hoped he made it. "Get back to the world, Perry," Derby said. "I'm pushing for it, man." Everything was going too fast. I couldn't handle it. No way. The plane was full of Marines, fresh from Camp Lejeune. They were tough, full of themselves. They seemed so young. They kidded back and forth among themselves. They had weapons. Some of them looked at me and some asked me questions. Had I been in country long? Had I seen any action? They were itching to get into combat. I had been in the country 4 months. I hadn't seen a lot of action, but enough. Lord knows it was enough.